Hey, remember to subscribe and follow my podcast so when I release a new episode, you get a notification. And follow me on Instagram. Yes, King Oliver. I am very active on there. Have a great day and enjoy the episode. I now put my phone in my podcast room rather than my bedroom, because if it's in my bedroom and I'm lying down, it's so easy just to grab it. If I've got to go up around the corridor to get my phone, it becomes a bit of an effort. So you think, fuck it. And then what I have realised is that by not giving my brain that immediate response when I think about phone, Tinder, whatever, your brain doesn't get that feeling. It's almost like starving yourself of a flu by not eating. If the flu realises that you're not going to eat, the flu will just die out. So that's that feeling of, I do not need to go on my phone. It's just a thought, because you've always done it. That thought kicking in of thought, reward. If the dog doesn't know, you're going to... If the dog knows you're not going to throw him the bone, he's not going to come up to you with the bone. And so now this addiction of my phone, thinking about something to do on my phone, it's slowly dying down like it was when I was 21. Because from that point onwards, I just sort of realised that I'm enlightened to now go back to life. And I realised, no, it is a constant maintaining of your brain through discipline and meditation. Because otherwise, it would just, you'd be overridden by other people, like going on the tube. All their energy, all their brain activity is charging your vibration, whether you realize it or not. Hence why you have to be in that meditative state to control what's coming in unconsciously.
Absolutely. Like, I just think that especially with the phone thing, I think we are far too reliant on it. And it's I think I maybe talked about this last time as well, but Dr. Joe Dispenza, who talks about the brain and like brain waves and actually just the capacity of the brain. And I can say, like, anyone, if you haven't seen or heard of Dr. Joe Dispenza, he's incredible. He's got a series on Gaia. It's called Rewired. And literally, like, he talks about like the different brain states and how you can maintain those brain states, how it can heal you medically, how it can heal lots of mental things as well. And I think, like, we're so oblivious, like, to the power that this little thing in here has. And it is just, it's a series of, like, exactly, like, rewards. I used to up until quite recently have like a thing about chocolate. Like, chocolate was my addictive thing. Like, I love a bit of chocolate, and I'm dairy free, so I shouldn't be eating actual proper chocolate. And for me, it was just a constant, like, oh, I'm feeling this way, so I need this chocolate. Oh, I'm going to start tomorrow. And then I'd self-deprecate by being like, actually, no, I didn't, so I'll just keep eating more. It's pointless now. Like, it's a constant cycle of, like, reward and self-deprecation, I think, as well. Because we then, whenever we were like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, then you kind of nearly punish yourself by going and having more of that thing as well. But it's also, like, the brain patterns that you're creating by, like, lifting your phone, the light from the screen, that's all addictive. And that, I think, that's what worries me about, like, I know our generation has grown up with, like, the millennials, with technology. That's, like, something that's been really big in our lives. But even, like, the generation, not below that, but, like, the younger people now, people who are, like, 9, 10, 11, 12, I know my brother's 12, and, like, it's constant, like, from your young, you know, constant technology. But even now, like, children who are, like, 2 or 3, they're just being handed an iPad for parents to just to basically shut them up for a while. Like, not everyone, but, like, there's quite a lot of people like that. And I was in the park the other day and really observing a lot of that, just like, they can't be bothered to be present with the kids, so they just were like, oh, take this, go play with this, like, go play with technology, it'll make them quiet. And, like, kids that are so young, but that there is programming their brains from such a young age to be addicted to that through, because of the light that they're getting from it, which satisfies their brain. And then that means that they're going to be, like, constantly crying or constantly wanting something that they don't even know why or what they want. So I think it's important that we as people know what we're doing with our next generation and just how we need to be careful with things like technology, because the world seems to be moving. I don't know about you, but I think it's kind of moving into, like, a robotic nearly, like, sense. And, like, I think we need to counteract that, like, the whole thing about chips and, you know, like, just, I seen the other day, it was like a robotic Hoover. It was just going around cleaning things. And I was just, I had never seen anything like that before. And I was just like, oh, like, this is where we're going. We're going to have, like, robots coming around cleaning everything for us. And just like, but that's not physical. It's not flesh. It's just so weird. And how far will that go? So we need to be careful as a generation to just, okay, how are we going to contract this? Like half and half. Okay, we can be technological and then we can be present. I don't know. I find it bizarre.
So yeah, I think we're going to go back to being apes. So imagine an ape is really dumb and it's on fours. Well, our brain's going to, like, we've only got this far because we're constantly stimulating, like, fire to gas, gas to coal to electricity, coal to, yeah. We've only got this far because our brain's constantly stimulated. And now robots are doing that. Everyone's getting dementia, which is lack of brain stimulation. So now your brain's going to die. It's going to get smaller. Not only that, we're all on our phones looking down. Our posture and our back's going to slowly become an ape. We're going to be on all fours again. So you can see how we're literally doing in life, everything does a full circle, right? Yeah. And there's been people say that, you know, this has all happened before. Aliens are just past humans, went to Mars and come back, whatever. You could say that they found a very advanced computers underwater. They, you know, I believe everything does come back around.
Yeah.
That, you know, if human consciousness is just consciousness from other humans, then we're either tuning into other humans that have already done all this shit, or we're literally making it up for the first time. But when you look at past patterns and records of, like, Egyptians, like, flying saucers on walls and stuff like that in caves, it makes you wonder, maybe this is just the cycle of we fuck off to Mars and then those who go to Mars start again. They become the aliens, come back to Earth in 1,000 years' time thinking, you dumb fuck, you've no idea. Like, it all makes sense, doesn't it?
Wow, that's actually really interesting. So it's nearly like we've been there, we've really developed, and now we're, like, slowly going, boom, we're back to start again.
Yeah, it's like those who fuck off the Mars start again. Everyone on here dies from, you know, for whatever reason, flu, lack of breeding, everyone's but lesbian and gay, so we don't have sex anymore, lack of food, eating too much shit, fat, dementia, cancer. Like, we fuck us up, basically. And then the aliens are the ones on Mars that literally survived. They come back down to Earth in a few years, which is that flying saucers that Egyptians saw 2,000 years ago. Oh, look, flying saucer. And it's just humans from the generation before that went to Mars. You know what I mean? It literally is like, you could see how the cycle just wow. keeps repeating itself. And it's like, it's not about learning its lessons or past lives and karma. It's just the cycle of life. You know, no one's going to ever know. But it does. You can always link all patterns together. Every pattern links left and right. You can make them link. But it's fascinating to think about it like that. How a spaceship is just Elon Musk's past generation of putting somebody on the Mars. And then they start again.
Wow, that's something I've actually not thought about before in that direction. It's like, I do like believe in evolution, like, but that is really interesting. But it makes sense because, like, I was looking at a picture of those pyramids the other day and I was like, there is absolutely no way that with the level of intelligence that we have right now that they were built. So there had to be a higher level of intelligence or consciousness or something in order for, like, the pyramids to be built. Like, it just doesn't. Like, and the whole thing about, like, do aliens exist, Area 51, whatever it is. Yeah, that whole thing about, like, do they exist? Are they hiding them from us? It's most likely because, as you say, they've been there already. They're just, they don't want to acknowledge the fact that we're actually a bit dumber as a race, as a just humans in general are actually not as intelligent as we think they are, even though we're like, oh my god, we're so smart, we're the smartest beings that exist on this earth. We probably are not. I'd say there's definitely much more intelligent life that exists that we don't know about.
It's like, is there another species? For example, you've got ape, then you've got, say, caveman, and then you've got human. Like, we only know what we know in front of us. Like, there was dinosaurs, but we never saw them. There was, like, no bones, but you never really know. There could have been, like, another type of human.
Yeah.
Like us, on 2 feet with 2 eyes, but not part of the human species. Like, we don't really know shit. And if all our thoughts are going out there and it's a vibration, and that vibration, when somebody else reaches that same frequency, it will attract that thought, which makes it their thought, but it's not their thought, then your idea is not your idea. It's the thought of somebody in China, somebody in India, in Africa, or somebody from 1,000 million years ago, because it's just the energy is still there. Like, when I was 21, I believed I was reincarnation of Jesus because my energy raised so high that I was thinking and doing all the stuff that Jesus was doing. And it was like, wow, was I the incarnation of him? And then I realized, no. But what I could have been is tuning into his thoughts and frequencies, because my energy was so high that it was higher than everyone else's, that his energy was higher than everyone else's. So he was on the highest frequency. Once somebody matches that frequency, which I did, I tuned in and picked up all of his thoughts. So the Bible just came into my body. I was preaching all that he was saying. And then a few months later, my awareness raised even more. And it was like, and I didn't feel like I was him anymore, because my knowledge increased. So I had his knowledge, but then other modern knowledge. So Bob Proctor knowledge and Bruce Lipstein knowledge. So it was like, maybe it wasn't him. But to think about it like that, and how, you know, how was there pyramids? You could say, well, if it was underwater, then the weight of the water would pull it down. Otherwise, there's no way to lift a rock like that. Okay, so that's cool. But what if, like, we have learned through machinery, and then in thousands of years' time, people do the same thing with the understanding of machinery. And then you go back in time and you realize maybe the pyramids before wasn't the first time. Maybe there was pyramids before. And so you look at all around the world, Egyptian, Africa, there's pyramids. But how do we know that those pyramids are all built at the same time? Who knows that underwater right now, the Antarctic, there could have been pyramids from the generation before, and that they learned through the generation before how to do it.
Wow. That's deep. And I feel like what you're talking about there, about tuning into different, you know, people's thoughts, different people's frequencies, I think that kind of ties in a bit with like the law of attraction, and kind of like, because we're talking
law of attraction, yeah.
Yeah, like we're just, it's like up here is like space, right? There's just all these thoughts, all these frequencies. And now down here on Earth, we have all these artists, we have all these, like, we've got singers, actors, we've got speakers, we've got business people coming up with business ideas, but it's not like their ideas, exactly what you say. It's, they're just people who, vessels who are ready to pick up those ideas. So that idea could go to anyone. They just happen to be the one that is attracting that idea, and therefore they get this new bright business idea, they get this, these amazing song lyrics, these poetry, where it's all downloading. We're all downloading from like a catalog, basically, like when you place your order to the universe and you get match the feeling, the frequency, that's the missing ingredient that a lot of people leave out, is just match that feeling, maintain that feeling and have certainty, and then that the universe will deliver that. It's exactly the same thing, just be an open vessel, and whatever creativity is ready, when you're ready to receive that creativity, you will receive those ideas, you will receive those enlightenments. But it's definitely quite possible that we are tuning into the past as well, which is something I've never actually thought about. Or have all of these things been, have these poems been written before? Have these songs been written before? How do we know that, like, there wasn't a past when humans were like us, and all of the things we're creating now are similar to what they were created then? Nobody knows. It's so mind-boggling. But I think the only thing that we actually need to know right now is just presence and love, and tapping into the law of attraction and knowing how to use that to lead your life in the way that you want to live it. Because I see so many people just, you know, just do it, going through the motions. Like I was talking about that robotic thing, we're kind of swimming along. And one of the songs that actually puts this out really well, I don't know if you know Katy Perry, Chained to the Rhythm. So it's like, dance, dance, dance to the distortion, we're chained to the rhythm. Those sort of some of the lyrics, and it's constantly talking about how we're literally just like zombies, just moving with everything that, you know, government or whatever ways of society are telling us to go, and we're just following that. So we're just like dead bodies walking around, basically. And we need to wake up and realize, oh, actually, I don't have to do it the way that they said I have to do it. I'd have to do it my way. And we all have that ability. I think sometimes we don't know, or we forget.
I remember one time when I was like, say, 18 or whatever, I was going, right? And my curtain pole started to make the same noise. I didn't understand it until years later, but I went, it was a certain note. And I remember trying to make it happen again, and I couldn't. I was going, doo, doo, doo. And then I couldn't do it. And all of a sudden, I went, doo, and it started to vibrate at the same sound, the same frequency of what I was doing, right? And looking back, That is the law of attraction. That pole is vibrating in its own way. I don't know, whatever, yeah. That when somebody else makes that same vibration, like two triangles, you ting that one, the other one tings. It will vibrate the same. That was phenomenal. What was also phenomenal is that when you flush the toilet and the Hoover, it's always in the key of E flat or something like that.
So really? Wow.
E flat, I don't think I've researched this, but E flat could be like a secret. Maybe that's the 528 hertz, which is like the vibration that the earth and everything on the earth vibrates at. Because if it all comes from the earth anyway, metal, water, maybe that E flat is 528. I do not know.
That'd be interesting.
So yeah, like all the thoughts of everyone before, it's just out there. Like, this is how I look at the world. We're just a square. It's all energy, all connected, even though it's like miles and miles apart. But you can like draw, imagine an A4 piece of paper and you draw a circle in the middle. You go from one part of the A4 paper to the other, you can go across. That is every single person, every single person's thoughts has ever gone on the planet. That earth is in the middle, just because we're...
The next part of this podcast will be released very soon. Make sure you have subscribed and notifications are turned on. Stay tuned, everyone.